Wivenhoe Blue. Space gliding on sunshine, Zen sailing in silence on a silken blue lake, fading through tones of palest blue, mirage and haze on a glassy plain, d'Aguila etched, range on blue Mount Glorious range, faint beneath the blue, blue sky. A pair of pelicans fly zen across the brush-washed space, the far-off sail of a tiny boat, and two soaring wedge-tails are marks highlighting vastness, faintly colouring long awayness. A scatter of darker blue commas are a tree line on another shore, and assorted bluer smudges are God's reflected view. Stillness replies as a fish leaps and a bird call contrasts silence, moving in slow motion, one not zen still pace, creeping on fish noiselessly. 1.5 knots now, slight patina on the water, glassy calm turns to a shiver. The water currentless at bow streams away under the stern, dark and green and deep. A marker buoy is passed slowly, glidingly, effortlessly, time forgottenly. It's too hard to hold tension in so much stillness. There is time to solve the problems of the world in this medium of silence. A fish jumps, a raven calls, a shag emerges, looking, turns, poise and dive, rudder tip slices the water, tacking to 2.6 knots now, and off and sailing at a water-churning pace, a dash of power, a seagull chase, a race. The passed hours have raised the sun, darkened tones a shade or two, to deep and deeper blue and blue and blue. The skipper is blue, shirt and beard. The half moon translucent above him, the yacht hull sky blue, mountain blue, farness blue, and the mirror sails, startling geranium red. The skipper purrs in joy, tacking triangles, free of purpose in retired hours of better to-do-ness, emptiness, nothingness, consuming lessness, except the thermos of coffee and the packed sandwiches. The wide screen channel here is nature in panorama. Profit and loss is left on earth. The skies blue, unmarketed, unsold, free, bubbling along at three. Egret landing on a long white glide to stalk the sedges of a lonely shore. Empty shore, house free, car free, microwave tower free. 3.3 on a long tack, bringing mirage trees into focus and blues sage into shoreline. One solitary wattle post-drought, fresh with green and yellow reflections. The risen waters sprout, regrowth trees. 3.8. 4. The headland is rounded, the lake spanned. Far away, a yacht extends the distance. She's big all right, this dam. This is only a tiny arm of mile on square miles of blue. reaching again to infinite paleness and farness, stilling, emptying, zenning. Win artists should seek here a prize landscape. Study in blue essentialness, toneness of ranges, minimalness of trees, abstract squiggles of light, largeness, hugeness, vastness, but nowhere to put a frame, no edge, no limit.